Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited and delighted to bring to you today Stacy, Ray, and Chris from One Tribe Farm. I actually met them at the Squash Fest last year when I was hosting it, and we made an instant connection. Chris is a Fort Defiance native and a Marine vet, and he leads the land and animal management on the farm. Stacy Ray is an integrative nutritional health coach, and together they have joined forces since they fell in love in 2015 to provide restful and restorative experiences for the visitors who come to the farm and that much more. Please welcome Stacy Ray and Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So much fun. We've known each other less than a year, but I feel like we've known each other for a lifetime, don't you?
It feels like a very long time. Absolutely.
In a great way. It's like you're my sister from another mother, but we're very different.
Yes.
But we're very different. I don't know anything about farming, and I call you my new hippie friend.
Well, I love it. It takes the diversity to make everything beautiful.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I wanted to start with you, Chris. I know that you are a Marine vet and that you have some experience with a farm, but you've transitioned now out of being a Marine. What drew you back to farm life? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
There was an internal calling early on around, I guess, 2013. I was on a healing journey, and I had a calling to get the farm. So that's when that was acquired. It wasn't until really in 2015 when Stacy and I met that we progressed it, all the way to what it is now. Did I answer your question?
That's when you found out about Joel Salatin.
Oh, yeah. The cool factor for me with the farming was when I saw how Joel Salatin of Polyface Farm ran his operation. That's when farming became cool. Mm. A whole new level, and inspirations and motivations were aplenty. And through practical application, that means taking these farming systems and applying them to the best that we could, all for land wellness, animal wellness, people wellness. So it has a nice big circle there.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's more of a kind of a farm to table philosophy, right? Or that's
a clean and transparent food system. So there's no keep out signs, anything to that nature, for the public, for the consumer to see in every aspect how the animal is raised, treated, what it's fed, what's not on it, antibiotic free, no vaccines, anything that goes for meat consumption, never has anything in it or on it. Is what we for. So normal.
Normal.
I don't say the O word or anything like that. I just say normal.
Oh, that O word being organic.
Organic. Okay. I'm organic, but yeah.
We're all organic.
Marketing ploys and things. Yeah, right. There you go.
Somehow we got here. Somehow. Now, Stacy, you where are you from? Stacy Ray, where are you from?
I'm from the mountains of West Virginia.
That's right.
My grandparents had a farm up there that we spent a lot of time on.
Okay. I'm from Morgantown, West Virginia. So where in West Virginia?
I'm a Beckley girl.
Beckley. Nice.
Honey, way down there in the bottom.
True. That's mountain country right there for sure.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Now, what brought you here to, Mount Sydney?
This one did. We met online and fell in love. And we ended up blending our families right here on the farm. So
blending families. So how many children do you have, Chris?
I just have my daughter, Alexandra. She's 12 years old.
Okay. And how about you, Stacey Ray? How many children did you bring to the
family? I brought four to the table. I have a 20-year-old, 19, 15, and 14-year-old.
Are any of those, I mean, 19, are they all on the farm with you?
No. My daughter, Bella, she's 20. She's in California. Well, she'll be 20 this year. Chance, my second oldest son, lives close. Olivia lives with me, and she is very 15 and not the farmer girl just yet. And my youngest son is in Pittsburgh with his father.
Okay. Okay. So you have some of the flock there. Yeah. Some of the flock. I've been to your farm, and it does feel very peaceful and wonderful. It's really an amazing place that you guys have. Now, you're welcome. Now, I thought originally you had 342 acres, but I was just there last week and you announced that you bought more farmland. Yes?
Yeah, pretty much. So altogether, ideally we'll be managing just under 700 acres.
Wow.
All to which that we want to go through the diversified farming concept and be a clean and transparent food system.
And that farm that you now, the additional acres are adjacent to the property, right? So you're not like going 10 or
everything is in
away.
Okay. With proximity. Right. And then the housing on that specific property is where we'll put our work exchanger housing. And since we can't, you know, pay every employee full salary, this and that, if we can house and we can feed and offer an experience, or, well, there's some reason that somebody wants to be there, but knowledge gained or experience gained as well. And that's our relationship with the people that come through our work program. And we're trying to grow that more so to where there's job opportunities and growth. So those same people could put a percentage of profit in their pocket as well, or even take on a manager responsibility. And if you're managing it and facilitating operations, then obviously you get more of a percentage. So
These
are different things we're working on to have an employee base or what you could determine as a community.
Nice. I like that.
Many hands make light work. We want to work hard, of course, and get that done, and then also be able to enjoy ourselves and have leisure time. So all in the design.
All in the design. Life's a balance, right?
Right.
At least we hope so. We got to work on it, some of us. I'm not mentioning any names, Dawn Womack. Anyway. Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about, you just did the work exchange, but I wanted to talk about the regenerating the earth and ourselves. I don't understand what that means. I noticed that, you know, that was a description on your website, what you do.
Soil and souls.
Yeah. Can you elaborate, please?
So through healthy farming practices, you can build soil. You can actually improve your landscape and for the better, whether it be more diverse vegetations that are growth that to which the animal consumes. And then the person consumes that, you know, that animal. So you have a big healthy circle as far as that goes. So land management is very important because that leads to the animal management as well, which in return, if we're doing this for meat consumption, which is heavily what we are, then when the person eats that, it's had a really healthy lifestyle. Mm. The land was also cared for. So each step of the process, you know, it's about taking care of, making better.
More natural process.
Too much there.
in regenerating ourselves, a lot of that goes back to what I do as an integrative health coach. The word healthy is such a broad spectrum word, but a lot of times we forget that, you know, the mind and the spirit also need to be healthy alongside the body. So you can farm this amazing, beautiful, clean food, and you can eat all of this healthy food that you want to. But if you're going to a job that creates stress and anxiety, or if you're involved in a relationship that is not, like, how healthy are you in a wholesome way? Like all mind, body, spirit parts of you. Mm-hmm. So working the land and being with the animals, that rejuvenates some part of the soul, the human spirit. And it's kind of hard to put into words because it's just kind of like an evolution that you go through. It's like I've had many days when I'm struggling with something out on the farm, but I'm digging holes and I'm planting flowers. And it's like I have these aha moments. Like I get to change and learn how to be a part of this whole interconnected system that we're a part of. And it just kind of helps elevate the thought process around life in general and what healthy really means and finding that balance in your life in all different areas to create the wholesome, healthy feeling.
By connecting in the natural habitat around us.
And symbiotic relationship with nature.
I got to do a little bit more of that.
Well, I'll put you to work.
By design, we're supposed to be outside a lot, you know?
We are,
One of the main things that, well, we used to do was how do we feed ourselves, right? So a lot of the things that we did involved, you know, harvesting food, this, that. But now out of convenience, well, you can go to the store and different things. So you've taken, in my opinion, a whole portion of what we're naturally meant to do away. Because we're supposed to be in the sun. It would be nice to go frolic and pick things from bushes and trees, you know.
He's busy.
I see. I hear.
Well, it's all, what are we really supposed to do in this world? And then how did you design your own life?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of stuff is a choice. Now, if you're in big society system, and of course you have to have money to live in that, you know, system like this, well, you're going to have to work a lot, and then food comes at a convenience. That's really not that realistic. But being aware of it, and then ideally, hopefully, making healthier or better decisions for yourself, you know, as far as what you eat, because you are what you eat, are all these things, what you put in your body make you feel better, can make you feel worse. Well, overworking yourself and you're stressed and you're this, maybe you could switch up your design. That doesn't mean we don't work hard and, you know, and get stressed. It's just when the sun hits my face, there's something unspeakable that happens. Mm. When I'm caring for animals, I could be depressed or something, not care too much about myself, but it seems to be that I always care about the animals, I always care about the land, and there's a great appreciation and a value there to which draws me there continuously. And I think that has a very, very beneficial for me personally to be a caretaker in this way. So
it sounds like from the experience, you all feel internally centered and balanced from the work that you do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like attuned.
Attuned?
Yeah. Attuned with nature and all within it.
Okay. Yeah. My degree from WVU didn't teach me that word. Okay. Now, with these animals that you manage, you know, because you're doing that, it's more than that. You actually provide products that people, meat products and eggs too, right? That people
beef, pork, chicken, eggs, honey. We run an all grass system with the beef. So they're on a rotational grazing or an intensified rotational grazing, mob stocking, where you're mobbing them all together. And that's for land regenerative purposes as well. And then if you can put carbon on the soil, carbon material, straw, wood chips, hay, if you can spread carbon, that's how you build soil.
Okay.
Very key there, and finding out the ways and methods that you can, as a person, collect carbon and put that carbon back. We can collect carbon through all our bedding and different things like that. Clean out and run it through a composting system and then send it right back out in the field. Might have trailed.
You did trail a little bit. That's okay.
That's okay.
Which way you want to go?
Because we do what we do, we're able to supply the community with all grass-fed beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and honey. Those are our staples. Now, in the farm store, we can take the lard from the pigs and make soap. And then we take the tallow from the beef fat and make candles. So we try to take whatever we can create on the farm to be able to give back.
Okay. Yeah. And And that farm store is in kind of inside the one of the homes on the
for now. Home. It is. It's at the farmhouse. If you see a little yellow house, the farm store is right in the downstairs of that home. That's going to change hopefully soon this year, and we'll get it out of the house. But for now, it works. It works. And people can also order food online, and we deliver if they're local within a certain range. But yeah.
And soon pick up in Verona, Virginia.
Pick up
location.
Make it more
convenient for people to do the online ordering and pick up. And the one piece that I wanted to add on to that one, I trailed on about.
It's all good.
Was animals migrate. Animals move. Man makes animal not move, puts them in a pen or whatever. Whatever your system is, if you can have a system of rotation or a system of movement, which mimics a migratorial herd in a sense, then you're allowing your land to regenerate. Instead of just beating and wearing down one area, you move those animals off. And depending on the animal type, there's a certain number of days that you can leave them off of that to which it will regenerate. Just for example, the cows is 45 days. During the spring and summer, the heavy growth season, when we make a rotation around through our farm, at least on it'll be at minimum 45 days before those cows go back on that same piece. When they do get back there, it'll be lush and diversified.
So you're moving the animals on different parts of the farm through the seasons.
Right. So each farm is more intensified or less intensified. And by that, I mean, on one farm, the cows are moved every day into smaller areas, concentrating the nutrients out of the back end. Then we have the eggmobile, the chickens come in, and we bring them in 3 days behind the cow's rotation, because that's when the fly larva is active in the feces. So the chicken, if you sometimes stimulate, you know, a little feed on a patty or stuff, but usually the chickens will go and eradicate all the larvae in the feces and spread the feces. But you're doing this all for a reason, and basically you're concentrating the nutrients in specific areas and with the cow movements. And this makes your land more stimulating and more growth, more diversified, and you keep this going for years and years and years. And if you can deploy carbon, whether it's some kind of composting operation that you have in mass, well, then you can keep you can spread those nutrients back out onto your own land, and you have this big healthy circle. So there's actually a lot of efforts in different ways, but it's giving the animals jobs and making sure that they're moving. Want them to move, not be stagnant.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you
all
on the execution of that.
Well,
versus me.
Yeah.
That sounded fantastic, but I was
okay. Sometimes I trail, so.
Oh, I thought it was great. I'm learning a lot here. It's more involved than I realized.
Right. And yeah. Same with pigs. Pigs are great stimulators. If you use them appropriately, you can improve the landscape. You can make it more fruitful, basically. You can take dead, stagnant areas and you can create life, which in return is food for them and food for other animals, and then we eat the animal and da-da-da, you see.
I see.
Which that keeps going.
All goes back to the regenerating soul part of it, because when you learn how to function as a part of the ecosystem and do things that help the animals do their best instead of trying to hammer fist it and dictate it, you become in essence a greater whole of that thing that you're creating, you know, the managing of the animals and stuff. It helps you realize how connected you are to this. And it's just elevating, man.
And, Polyface Farms has the farming systems that are like, it's a guideline to follow. Basically all the information is out there. And that's the key word to search, is Polyface Farm.
Polyface Farm.
Yeah, which is on the other side of Stanton, Virginia, in Swope.
All right.
Swope, Virginia. So best farm tour around as well. We go every year. Well, we started.
You'd think he was farming Polyface.
But he learned a lot from Polyface.
He did. And we are so grateful. And I got to tell you, Joel's just a really cool soul. He just offers knowledge. I'm like, you just got to have the weather all to go out and be like, I can do this too. I can start small and I can do this. I can take care of myself. I can take care of my family. Yeah.
Yeah. He paid it forward, it sounds like to me.
And, absolutely.
And class act.
Class act. And you're actually grooming into being able to pay it forward to additional people.
Absolutely. As the more you utilize these systems and then get better in your own right, more knowledgeable, which will take a long time, right?
Well, not so much. We have a lot of things on the calendar this coming year. We're going to start offering some cooking classes. There's going to be, there's already a permaculture design course planned for this year that's hosted by our neighbor, Trevor of Shenandoah Permaculture Institute. So there's all kinds of opportunity for us as a very young farm already, just in these short couple of years, to already bring people in and say, hey, did you know about this? You want to find this out, you know? So,
And to talk about the systems that we utilize and spreading. It's like reseeding or pollinating.
Yes. Speaking of food, which is one of my favorite topics, you guys have community dinners out there sometimes. Hmm. When do those happen? What does that look like? Are they inside, outside, both?
Well, last year was our first year doing that, and that literally came out of COVID. We weren't renting either of our properties because of COVID. So we thought, you know what, we can be outside. We had a chef come in and he prepared meals and we had music and we just put people outside on the farm 6 feet apart, you know, safely to enjoy those meals. And so this year we landed on something with you.
Well, didn't we ever?
So last year it was a simple little dinner with some music. And then this year, on the second Friday of every month, beginning in June, running through October, you will be out there with comedy. And we have music lined up for all of those already. Food lined up for those and still working on the beer and stuff part. But yeah, that's,
it's going to come together. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh my gosh. Outdoor summer fun series.
I'm ready.
I'm going to miss it.
We are kind of a funny farm anyway. We're all a little strange in our own right. So.
Yes, I would agree with that. I just look in the mirror and tell myself that. We're going to bring some amazing comics out there. So the lineups won't always look the same. People are familiar with X2 Comedy know that, but they're always going to have a great time. Yeah. And the music.
I'm so excited.
I am too. It's a great farm. I can't wait for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Let's see if I forgot anything. No, I think I did pretty good there.
I think you did too. Who knows?
I don't know how I did.
Please. You did great.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. I do that too much.
It's just kind of not our thing. We're usually just dirty out there playing in the animals and things. Like, this is kind of new to us. So, you know, to have to actually sit still and think about what you do. Why
it's like herding cats right now.
I love it.
That's fantastic. Well, this has been super great, you guys. If people want to find out more about One Tribe Farm, maybe get some meat products and eggs, and maybe tickets even to the summer series, how can they best do that?
Absolutely. You're going to want to visit onetribefarm.com. There on the website, we will have upcoming events where you can purchase your tickets. You can also rent either one of our properties. What else did you ask me about?
The food. And then I want to come back to something I just thought about.
But
the food. Yes.
Yeah. So you want to go to onetribefarm.com, and we're also on Instagram at onetribefarm. And we have a Facebook page. So social media, website, or you can just stop by the farm too. The store's open. We're out there every day, very open and just stop by and see us. We like people.
Yes, they do. And we will put their website in the show notes. And just to be clear, it's the number one.
Yes.
Tribefarm.com spelled out versus.
We tried the other one taken.
Ah, well, poo. This, and then this is what was meant to be.
It is. What That's you how have. I looked at it.
That's right. But I did remember before we like close out and say bye to our listeners, one of the coolest things that you have that we didn't talk about are those sweet little mini cabins.
Oh, yeah.
Where the outdoor summer fun series will be. And there's an outdoor fire pit there. And so anybody that got one of those cabins would have, you know, this event's going to go from 7:30, I believe it was. Oh, 7 to 11, right?
7 to 11, yes.
Between the comedy show and the music and the food and all of that. So if you get a sweet cabin, how many of them do you have?
We have 10 micro sleeping cabins. They're all primitive. No electric, no water, but there is a bathhouse with outdoor showers and 2 toilets, 2 sinks. But each cabin houses a queen size bed and a sweet little piece of furniture and its own little porch you can hang out on. But yeah, they're really sweet.
They are adorable.
They're glamping.
It's the Hillbilly Hotel.
It totally is.
I don't think we'll use that, but I like saying it.
Could be your tagline.
Oh, they've been called a lot of things. They've been called huts and storage shacks.
Yeah, but I think that would be, you know, how many again? 11?
There's 10 of them.
10, I'm sorry. So there are only 10 of them. But what a cool experience for one of those summer series nights is to just snag one of those while you can.
Oh, absolutely. And then, snag it. And then our chef will cook you breakfast the next morning.
If you want. Won't force you.
No. Yeah. We won't do that to anyone, but yeah, that'd be really cool. And then if they want to, they can sit on, there's a little bit of a deck on those cabins, right?
So right. There's a little front porch on
music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while farming operations are commencing, we become part of the show.
Yes.
Oh, the workers do. Those who work the farm, basically.
Yeah, we can.
So you can see, right. So you can, guests can see the system of movement or any aspect of the farm.
The next day.
The next day.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to reference. Oh, did I do that? I'm sorry.
I was like,
I was just clarifying. That is not happening at 11 o'clock at night. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have to work the farm. So when guests are there, basically we become part of the show.
I got you. Yeah, you did. You know, because I produced the shows, I was like, wow, that'll be my comics can have some fun with that. So that's good to get some clarification here on the planning. But, you know, they still might have fun with that.
Go for it.
Okay, good. Well, you guys have been absolutely fantastic listeners. I hope you got a lot out of this. I did. And if you want to know more, you want to meet Stacy Ray and Chris, you want to check out their farm, get their products, check out the events, then, oh, they're so cute. They just kissed for those of you listening on the audio version only. It was adorable.
Gonna make the sound effect again?
No, we're good.
You guys are such a joy to hang out with. Every time I do, I just feel blessed and my spirit uplifted. So I appreciate your time for coming on here today. Thank you so much, Stacy, Ray, and Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure.
Yes, same here. All right, we're going to say bye to the listeners, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Come see ya.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.